To begin with, exercising God's authority. We need to understand what God's authority is. Amen. For you as a believer, you need power, you need authority. People in this world are seeking all sorts of powers from every angle. People are going to occultism. People are going into satanism. People are going into natural science and a whole lot more. What are you also going to as a Christian? Amen. So, I want you to understand this. Matthew chapter 28 verse 18 says, "All authority is given to me in heaven and on earth." This is what Jesus Christ told his disciples when he was commissioning them into the world to minister his message to the world. So Jesus Christ told his disciples that all authority has been given unto me. On what? In heaven and on this earth. So by this authority, I commission you to go into the world and do what? Preach the gospel. Minister. So God has given us an authority. When you read the book of Luke chapter 10 verse 19, it says, "Behold, I give you power to tread upon scorpions and serpents." This is another authority that God has given us. To tread upon scorpions, upon serpents, upon the things of the earth. Let's read the book of Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. Genesis 1:26 says, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle." So what did God say? Have what? Dominion. And now, he says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him." Amen. He says, he created who? Male and female. He created them. Then God blessed them. And God said to them, "Be what? Fruitful and do what? Multiply. Fill the earth and do what? Subdue it." Somebody say with me, subdue it. So God has given us the authority to do what? To subdue the earth. Amen. So the fact that I want to bring out here is that we've been given an authority to subdue the earth. By what? By the power that has been given to us by our Creator. When we read from the beginning, he says God created man in his what? Own image. So if you are created in the image of God, and God is the ruler of the heaven and the earth, as Jesus said, all authority has been given to him. So what do you have as a Christian? If you follow Jesus, that means you have this authority. Amen. We have an authority in the Lord. And for us to exercise this authority, we need to understand and know what we have. After you understand and you know what you have, you will have to learn to walk in this authority. Amen. So, the book of Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 says, with God's authority, Ephesians 2 verse 10. "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Amen. What does it say? We are the workmanship of God, created through Christ Jesus to do what? Good works, which God has already done what? Prepared. So this is the mandate of what? Man. God has already prepared you and ushered you to do something, right? He has ushered you into the world to do something. He did not leave us to just stay and suffer and let the enemy beat on us and let demons and powers and principalities overcome us. He has already overcome the world. And so we as believers must learn to exercise our mandate, being created in the image of God, having the authority of Christ Jesus. In what? In the heaven and on what? On the earth. Amen. So, understanding this authority tells you that whatever tribulation, whatever situation, whatever thing that you go through in life, Christ has already done what? Overcome it. And he overcoming it has also given you an authority to do what? Exercise control. Amen. There was a time when Jesus Christ and his disciples, they were in the boat traveling. All of a sudden, a storm arose. And then Jesus Christ was sleeping in the boat. The disciples didn't know what to do. They were all crying. We are dying. We are dying. Meanwhile, they carried power. I believe that the disciples could have exercised their authority by rebuking the storm. But they did what? They went to Jesus Christ and said, we are dying and you are sleeping. When Jesus Christ woke up, what did he do? He rebuked the storm. And the storm lessened. Amen. So as Christians, how do you exercise your authority? See, the good works that God has given us to do, let me name some of them for you. The mandate that we have been given is to be a shepherd, to protect people, is to take charge, is to win souls, is to cover one another. Another point is to bless and not to curse. The authority God has given us, as a man with this authority, you are to bless and not to curse. Another point is you are to heal the sick and the oppressed. Amen. Another point is to destroy the schemes of the devil. This is the authority and the mandate that man has on this earth. Amen. Let me read with you. Let me ask a question. How do we exercise this authority? After understanding the authority of God, after knowing what God has given you, you being created in the image of God, having God leading you, now, how do you do it? Is every Christian able to rebuke the devil? Is every Christian able to lay hands and heal? Is every Christian able to come out of trials and tribulations? Why? Because we don't know how to exercise the authority of God. So let me read with you the book of Acts. You can exercise the authority of God through the Holy Spirit. The book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be what? A witness to me in where? Jerusalem and in all Judea and in and Samaria and to the end of the earth. What did he say? You have power to do what? So the power that the Holy Spirit gives you, you are to what? Rule around everywhere you find yourself. Forget about Jerusalem, Judea, and everywhere. Where is our Jerusalem? Where is our Judea? New York, Bronx, right? So you are supposed to do what? Exercise your authority right here. Anywhere you find yourself, in your job, in the church, in your family, in your children, wherever there is a mistake, wherever something is going wrong, if one of you is sick, if lay hands, pray, exercise that authority through the Holy Spirit. Because when you carry the Holy Spirit, when you carry the anointing of God, there is nothing impossible. Amen. Sometimes you do it one, two, it doesn't work, it doesn't mean God hasn't listened. God listens to every prayer. Sometimes you need to persist. But when we try one, two, and it doesn't go well, we say, oh, God has forsaken me. So we easily give up. Let me read the book of Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4, too, and listen to something here. 2 verse 1 to 4 says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them divided what? Tongues as of fire. And one sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues. Somebody say, and began to speak with other tongues. As the Spirit gave them what? Utterance. So when the Spirit of God comes upon you, what are you supposed to do with it? Utter. When they were gathered together, the Spirit of God came upon them as of what? A tongue of what? Fire. So what does that tongue of fire stands for? The tongue of fire is what? The evidence of the presence of the Holy Spirit. And therefore, it represents your speech. Because the Spirit is to speak. Right? So the tongue of fire that came upon them, he gave them a different tongue. Right? And the tongue was what? Fire. What is fire? Violent. Violent faith. You act as if you are not normal. Right? So when the Spirit of God came upon them, they had power. And then they uttered. Right? And people around were thinking that, are these people mad? Let's continue from verse 17 to 18. Listen. 17 to 18 says, and it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream what? Dreams. So the Spirit of God will be poured upon you. And then he will reveal secret things to you. And when the Spirit of God reveals secret things to you, what are you to do with it? Utter, speak. So with the presence of the Holy Spirit, you can rebuke every demon and it will listen. With the presence of the Holy Spirit, you can heal the sick. Lay hands. Right? With the presence of the Holy Spirit, you can stop every situation from happening. This is the authority of Christ. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. The way you think of yourself, that is who you are. Do you think that you are a child of God? Do you think that you carry power? Do you think that you have the word of God to minister unto others? Do you think that God has given you something inside to bring out? So you need to start exercising that authority. The authority of the Lord. The presence of the Holy Spirit must be felt. It is not for gossiping. It is not for cursing. It is not for talking against people. It is for what? Good works, Ephesians, as we read, Ephesians 2:10, right? It is for good works. So what are the good works? I already listed to you. Destroy the schemes of the devil. If one person in this church is suffering as a church, what do we need to do? Stand for the person, not to break the person down. Stand for each other. When somebody is sick, we need to gather together. This person is sick. Let's pray for the person. Let's stand and act.
in the good works God has commissioned us to. My next point here is you need to exercise your authority by faith. By faith. God has given us, he has given unto every man according to what? Your level of faith, a measure of faith. Some people are stronger in their faith, right? Some people are very low. Some people are medium. So, wherever you find yourself, all you need to do is to do what? Exercise it. Let's read the book of Matthew chapter 17, verse 14 to 20. Matthew 17, 14 to 20. And when they had come to the multitude, a man came to him, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic and suffers severely, for he often falls into the fire and into the water. So I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him. Amen. He brought the sick to the disciples, but they couldn't do what? Cure him. Let's continue. Verse 17. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? Listen, what did Jesus say? How long shall I be with you, right? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me. And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. So, what happened here? There was a lack of faith here, right? The disciples could not heal the sick. We will get to fasting and prayer, and then you understand. The disciples could not heal, but Jesus Christ was able to heal the sick. And what did he say to them? How long would I be with you? How long would I bear with you? So Jesus is so sad that simple little things we can't do because we have power. And if you have the presence of Jesus, it says all things are possible. So Christians, it is time for us to stop complaining. It is time for us to stop all those backbiting, distraction, anything that puts us away from the presence of God. Amen. Whatever puts you down is stealing the authority of God from you. Any situation that you find yourself, you must gather courage and come out of that situation. For the just shall walk by what? Faith. Without faith, you cannot do what? Please God. So, we need to increase our faith level in order to exercise our authority. Without this spiritual strength, we will be there and we'll keep complaining and the devil will be beating us. Every day when I'm with my wife in the house and I say, oh, my back, oh, my neck, oh, my this. He say, why do you complain? Why do you complain? Why are you saying this? Oh, can't you rebuke it? Can't you just pray? Can't you let it go? And I said, I'm expressing my feelings. He said, your feelings wouldn't let it go. You see? Your feelings will not let your pain go away. But it is the authority of God that will let that pain go away. Amen. So, one, you need to operate in the Holy Ghost anointing. Two, you need to do what? Exercise in faith. The Holy Ghost anointing is for speaking. It's for casting. It's for rebuking. The Holy Ghost anointing is to help you. And the faith anointing is another level of if you can't see it, if you can't even know what is going on, just do what? Speak. Exercise it. Because faith is something that you don't know the outcome, do you? You are just doing it according to what? The power of God in you. So when we face situations, when we go through challenges, when we go through trials, please don't wait for a prophet to tell you this, blah, blah. Exercise your faith. Speak to that challenge. Rebuke it. Even if it does not happen at that moment, believe. You see, when you believe in Jesus Christ, it means that you have already done what? Overcome. So all you need to do is, you have spoken. You have done what you need to do spiritually and physically. And now you are waiting for the power of God to be activated upon the situation. And that power, you cannot do anything except it is given from where? Above. Now, another point I want to discuss with you here is wisdom and understanding. And I want to read with you here Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5 to 9. Proverbs 4, 5 to 9. Am I making some points here? Proverbs 4. He says, get wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget, nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will do what? Preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get what? Wisdom. And in all your getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she would deliver to you. Now, how do you get wisdom? That's the question. How do you get wisdom? Understanding. How do you get understanding? It is the word of God. So when the Lord tells you to get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understand, he wants you to read the Bible. He wants you to understand who he is and believe in him and know that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you think. Because when you understand and you know the power of God, when you understand and you know the authority of God, then you can apply. Amen. So Christians, we need to put our heads down to the application of God's word. The Bible says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the what? Testimonies. What is that testimony? The testimony of your faith. Testimonies doesn't come just like that. It comes after you have applied the word. So as a believer, you need to know who God is. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God, and the word was what? God. So if you are reading the word of God, whom are you trying to understand? God. If you are reading the word of God, you are building your knowledge and your strength in the Lord. And therefore, the power of God will be vested in you. Because they that believe in Christ Jesus, they have power. And they overcome the world. Amen. So this power in wisdom and understanding will help you to overcome. When Jesus Christ was tempted on the mountain, the devil tried many means, 3 times, to win Jesus. How did Jesus overcome? With a word of understanding. He spoke. He addressed the devil. It is written, thou shalt not live by bread alone. Right? He says, throw yourself down. He will keep his angels in charge of you. And Jesus Christ replied. So when the devil comes against you with situations, with challenges, he will convince you so nice. He will try to win you. But you need to fight back by your understanding. Amen. You need to speak the word of God to counter the deceit of the enemy. The Bible says the devil comes not but to steal, to kill, and destroy. So you might think, oh, it is sweet, it is nice. Oh, he's giving me this, more money, more this, more power. He is deceiving you. He is winning you to the world. But if you know who you are in the Lord, if you know the authority you carry in the Lord, you will address the devil. That when you have Christ Jesus, you have everything. You don't need any other thing. Do you? So the material things that we are after, toiling, seeking, all that Solomon had in this world, he said all is what? Vanity. But when you have Christ Jesus, you have everything. Right? Christ Jesus gives you everything. It's more than enough. Jesus is more than enough for us. Jesus Christ is more than enough. Because we can address every situation through our Christ Jesus. We can speak and change situations. I was home from January to May, only praying and believing for a job. I was only praying and believing with my wife. We were praying and believing. It lasted for long. But at the end, even though it lasted, God heard our prayers. And starting June, I started a new job by the grace of God. This is a testimony. God has blessed me with a new job. And so I am grateful. So you see, you have to believe in the word of God. You have to believe in his power. You have to believe in the authority of Christ Jesus, which is vested in you through salvation. Amen. My last point here is prayer and fasting. You know, when we read the book of Matthew chapter 17, verse 20, the ending, verse 17 to 21. Let me read that for you quick. 17 and 20. We read up to 20, but the 21, I left it for this part. The 21 says, however, this kind does not go out except what? By prayer and what? Fasting. So when the disciples could not heal the sick, and the sick was brought to Jesus, and Jesus said, how long would I be with you? How long would I bear with you? This is the conclusion. Jesus said that some things comes out with what? Prayer and fasting. This is my last point to you. As a child of God, we all need to be spiritually strong. Prayer and fasting is strength. When you pray and you fast, you wait on the Lord, you gain much strength in the Lord. Because the disciples thought they could just easily say, hey, you demon, come out of that child. You sickness, come out. And it didn't work, did it? It didn't work. So if you exercise your authority, if you exercise your faith, if you exercise whatever you need to do and it's not working, what do you need to do? Prayer and fasting. Back it up. Back it up. Prayer and fasting. Some things requires what? Prayer and fasting. So as Christians, let us not easily give up in our spirit. Let us not easily give up in our soul. Let us not easily give up in every activity. But in all our ways, what should we do? Believe. And put on the works of the Spirit. Put on the works that the Lord has given us. With time, it shall come to pass. With time, it shall come to pass. Whatever situation you are going through right now, I'm urging you that keep your faith alive. Keep declaring. Keep your prayer. Keep speaking. Keep going before God. Don't give up in your spirit. Don't give up in the Lord. Don't give up in every activity. Be strong in the Lord. Stay focused with God. Stay stronger. Do not be deceived. When I came to America earlier on, someone tried to deceive me into Buddhism because she said, I know your status. If you have it, you won't even be standing here. And so if you need help, let me help you. Else, you will be here. Because I know, whilst you are standing here, you have nothing. If you have something, you won't be here. And that was the truth. But then, I told the person, what do you mean? He says, I'll give you this book. Where are you from? I said, I'm from Ghana. He said, you know, we even have another branch over there in Ghana. And then she mentioned it. She tried to win me. But I said to him, do you believe in God? He said, I don't believe in that goddamn God. And I said, what? And I said, I don't believe in yours too. And she said, you know what? This country you are, if you want to survive, I'm telling you, follow me. She left a book with me to read. And I said, I don't like your book. Do you know the woman left the book and came for the book after 2 weeks? And I put the book somewhere that when she comes, she should come and pick it. You see, if you don't have power in the Lord, if you don't know who you are in Christ Jesus, any wind at all will come and blow you because you are lacking. Don't allow this. Don't allow friends and families to deceive you. Stay focused on what God is telling you. Stay for the purpose of God. Do not be moved to the left or to the right. Stay focused. Stay anointed. Stay connected. Do not stop the church because somebody is attacking you. Somebody is gossiping about you. It is everywhere you go. The same situation everywhere. Be focused. Rather, work on your soul. Work on your salvation. Work on your strength. Because if you carry the strength of God, nothing changes you. No wind can blow you. No situation can move you because you have the power of God in you. You do not care about the outside. You do not care about what people are talking in the world. You care for the kingdom of God. You care for the authority God has given you. You do not want any distraction in life. Amen. I will end here with a prayer. We are going to pray that the power of God will overshadow everyone. And that we will all be strong enough to stay focused. We will receive the power of the Holy Ghost to face every situation, to face every challenge that comes our way. Lift up your voice and pray that, Lord Holy Spirit, empower me with your strength. Give me the anointing I need to face every tribulation, to face every situation. Let your focus, let my focus be on you, Lord. Somebody lift up your voice and pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Fill your people right now. Let your anointing overshadow your people. And in all our ways, may we bless you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. If you are hearing me and you are not saved anywhere in the world, please lift up your hand right now and say after me, Lord Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart. Come into my mind. Today, I'm a new creature. I believe in your death and your resurrection. And by your power, I am alive again. Wipe me with your blood. Wash me and cleanse me. Make me whole and anoint me for your purpose. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. God bless you all for listening. I believe you are blessed.